A few days ago, the New York Times, the military and Iraq expert of the New York Times, Michael Gordon, wrote a comprehensive review, first page comprehensive review, of the options for Iraq that are being faced by the candidates. And he went through them in detail, described the pluses and minuses and so on. Interviewing political leaders, candidates, experts, etc. There was one voice missing, Iraqis. Their preference is not rejected, rather it's not mentioned, and it seems that there was no notice of that fact, which makes sense because it's typical. It makes sense on the tacit assumption that underlies almost all discourse on international affairs. The tacit assumption, without which none of it makes any sense, is that we own the world. And so what does it matter what others think? They're unpeople, nice term invented by British diplomatic historian Michael Curtis. He's done a series of outstanding volumes on Britain's crimes of empire, outstanding work, therefore deeply hidden. So there are the unpeople out there, and then there are the owners, that's us, and we don't have to listen to the unpeople. Conception, that deeply rooted imperial mentality, we find everywhere we look, constantly. Just pick out a couple of examples, more or less at random, from the last few weeks. Last month, Panama declared a day of mourning to commemorate the U.S. invasion. It's under George Bush number one. It killed thousands of poor Panamanians when the U.S. bombed the El Chorrillo slums, other poor areas. So Panamanian human rights organizations claim. We don't actually know because we never count our crimes. Victors don't do that, only the defeated. It aroused no interest here. There's barely a mention of the day of mourning. There's also no interest in the fact that Bush I's invasion of Panama was a clear case of aggression to which the Nuremberg principles apply. And it was apparently more deadly, in fact, possibly much more deadly than Saddam Hussein's invasion of Kuwait happened a few months later. But it makes sense that there would be no interest in that because we own the world and Saddam didn't. So the acts are quite different. It's also of no interest that at that time, of the time of Saddam's invasion of Kuwait, the greatest fear in Washington was that Saddam would imitate what the United States had just done in Panama, namely install a client government and then leave. It's the main reason why Washington blocked diplomacy in quite interesting ways, with almost complete media cooperation. There's actually one exception in the U.S. media. But none of this gets any commentary. However, it does merit a lead story a few days later, when the Panamanian National Assembly was opened by President Pedro Gonzalez, who's charged by Washington with killing two American soldiers during a protest against President Bush, number one, against his visit 2 years after the invasion. The charges were dismissed by Panamanian courts, but they're upheld by the owner of the world, so he can't travel, and that got a story.